there anyone that would like to volunteer to do our opening prayer this morning? Judge.
Father, we come before you today and we thank you for this season of remembrance, of new beginnings and new birth, and the fact that you are the reason for this season. And we thank you for this county. We pray for this court, that your will would be done. We pray for our nation, that your will would be done. We pray for all our elected officials and the greatest servant leaders we know, the county employees that serve the citizens of this county. We pray your blessings upon them and their family and all that are here. We thank you for this. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
If you would join me in our pledges to our United States and Texas flags, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Let the record reflect that all members of court are present with the exception of Commissioner Clark. And commissioners would entertain a motion to approve our commissioner's court agenda.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Commissioners, I had a couple of items that have requested to be moved forward on the agenda, if it's okay with you. Judge Mack has a case pending in his court and needed to get out of here pretty quick. If it's okay with y'all, I'd like to move him to the front of the agenda. That's on page 13, item 14, A, B, and C. Judge.
Good morning, commissioners. We appreciate your courtesy for this. We have two items before you. One is for a call center Cisco upgrade on a phone system. Judge Conley currently has this system. I just learned about it in June, and talking to her and her staff, it's a great system to be able to manage phone calls and the volume and to be able to track and expedite people when they call into our offices. A lot of times our office, because we're at the top of the list, and people Google JP Courts, they call our courts, and this will help us direct people in a more timely manner.
Can we use the technology fund
for that,
Judge?
We have money in the technology fund.
What is the ticket on it?
$36,46.44, and I think our current fund balance is over $500,000 in the technology fund at this time.
So I move.
Second.
Any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Second request is a security upgrade for our Willis and Montgomery locations. Currently, all we have is sheetrock and glass for our clerks. And as you are aware, the things that happen in justice courts, where we are big people from their homes. And prior to me taking office, we had an incident where a gentleman was coming to court to do harm to our staff. Luckily, a family member had tipped them off. Law enforcement was able to intervene. And this is just kind of maximize security in our front lobby at both locations, putting some bulletproof and resistant barriers in the front lobby.
Judge, I certainly appreciate your goals in providing a safe, secure environment for your employees, but we have five JP courts and five county courts at law and seven district courts, and I think this is something that we need to have a comprehensive solution in place as to how we want to protect all these courts, not a piecemeal approach. And so I would really rather see us table this and have a meeting soon to determine.
Well, we have a courthouse security meeting on Friday.
How many of the JP courts are protected?
To the best of my knowledge, none of them.
None.
Okay. And district court, I mean,
they have
went to Kara Woods. They have the metal detector.
They have some
protection.
To go to the district clerk's office and to go to the county clerk's office, there are security measures involved. Our courts, we only have security at all five JPs when we have court, when we're in session. And so basically they're unprotected from this standpoint all the time, and the...
Phyllis, isn't there, is that the courthouse security fund, is there a specific fund for JP courts?
There is. You have two separate courthouse security funds. One is for justice courts, and one is for courthouse security is the name of it. Courthouse security, you draw into the negative every year by virtue of the metal detectors and the third-party security service, not even counting the bailiffs. JP court technology, we will do a journal entry at the end of the year to reclassify bailiffs' salaries for the portion of time that they've spent in those JP courts, and so that fund does normally run at a zero balance.
So no, there's no carryover
there are
in that
no,
fund
There
either.
Are no dedicated funds available for either of those.
They
get used in even more.
I agree, and we're all different. I mean, I know Commissioner Nowak's office is very protected. Mine's not. It's open, and it really bothers me, and I don't know, you know, you never know what's going to happen, and your worst nightmare is some of your staff be harmed by some mentally ill person that comes in, and in the JP court, you're right, you get close to their, you get close to them. I mean, it's family, it's...
And we see thousands of people here.
It's scary.
Unfortunately, it's not a matter of if it's going to happen. It's just a matter of when, and I hope we're prepared when it does.
Tim, have y'all done any... Is Tim here? Have y'all done any research on this or any number?
We've given an estimate for the glass, for installing the glass, and for the protection in the walls.
Where would you put the glass? Just where your receptionist is set?
Where the clerks are, yeah.
What's the number? What's the dollar cost?
It's $14,894 for our Willis location and $6,615 for our Montgomery location.
And Tim, how would, looking at like JP3, for example, how would you protect that area? I mean, there's...
Well, the only way to do it is the...
I mean, you have to rip all that out, put up all new walls. You put Kevlar in the wall. I mean... And then you're only talking about protecting a small portion of that office.
Just right.
I mean,
where the tellers are.
Yeah, you have to do the whole perimeter. I mean, they can drive by. I think that it's more window dressing than it is really securing the courthouse.
Well, I don't agree
you can
with
drive
that.
By,
I mean,
well, you can drive by the walls and shoot outside.
I mean,
we got to do every window.
I don't think it needs to go to that extreme. I think if you have, like, my office, for example, you know, you have to have a car to get into yours.
Mm-hmm.
You walk in, and my girls are sitting there. You could put up a wall with some kind of glass, buzz in, whatever, close off the back doors, make that place secure very, very easily. And I don't see it being a big... I don't think you need to go to Kevlar and the walls and all that. I think if you're going to have somebody come in and create a problem, it's going to be right there in front of that clerk.
And Judge Doyle, the entry that I was talking about earlier for the Justice Court Technology Fund hasn't been entered yet for 18, and so if you'd like, we could not enter that, and the balance right now in the Justice Court Technology Fund is $154,000.
Security fund or technology?
Security, yeah.
Security, I'm
security.
Sorry.
Security. Okay.
But that usually goes to pay the bailiffs. It's usually a zero balance by the end of the year.
It does, but those costs currently have been recorded in the general fund, and so they could stay there.
Okay.
And it would leave the 154 in your justice court security, since you're going to be looking at a more comprehensive approach.
Judge B's going to need to do some extensive things
in
his court. He doesn't even have a metal detector.
No, there's nothing.
Who are you talking about? Who?
Judge Beasley.
He doesn't even have a metal detector.
Yeah, I think that's something.
We don't have one at Magnolia either.
Yeah, but I think it's something we really need to think about.
Well, that's one of the concerns I have with Judge Mack's office is the price that we gave him is for us to do it. I'm afraid this is going to open up the floodgates.
Yeah.
And we're not going to be able to get to all of it, and the price will become a lot more expensive.
I mean, you've got the amount of work that your office has right now between just what I know that you're working on. I don't know when you're going to get to some of this.
There are contractors that do this.
Yeah, then,
but we could contract that out.
About the cost, though.
It doesn't have to be done. I think it's something we need to pay attention to. And the longer you wait, the more chance you have that something's going to happen. And if you put it off because of, I don't know,
really brought my attention to this is we got called by Austin Office of Court Administration, and we had a defendant that was in our office that made some severe accusations, and they felt threatened enough by them when he alleged a complaint by his behavior and demeanor. They felt threatened enough to call our office and say, hey, if this guy comes to your court, and we got to thinking, if he comes, there's no barrier there for our clerks, none, just sheetrock and glass.
Well,
and DA's office, the county attorney's office, all have those barriers. And as high volumes as our courts are, I'm not diminishing anybody else's security issues and so forth, but we see thousands of people a year in our courts, and most of the time, my staff is just there by themselves.
Yeah, I think it's something we really need to consider. you got to start somewhere. We don't have to do everybody at one time.
Just a couple comments I make. As Judge Doyle said, he's on the courthouse security committee. Mm-hmm. And when I say courthouse, it's not just this courthouse. It's all of our courts. And we've been meeting for, perhaps a year now, yes?
Wow.
And we meet again this Friday. And that group is looking comprehensively across all of these locations. So I fully understand and agree with what the judge wants to do, but that is being looked at in a much more global perspective, covering all of the court locations. And then secondly, I would just caution us, this is an item that we can talk about in executive session. I'd be careful getting mm-hmm. into a lot of detail about security, because it's all being broadcast here.
I mean, Judge, could we take this up in executive session and try to come up with a comprehensive plan that looks at everybody and have Darren's opinion?
It's just something that we've talked about, and no action has been taken, so I wanted to proactively pursue this. And what made me proactively pursue this is this past summer when we got called by Austin letting us know about this defendant last spring, I believe, and what a soft target that there's potential there.
How close is this committee to coming up with a plan?
Well, I mean, the plan, like J.D. said, is very comprehensive. It's every court in the county.
Well, it would take a year.
Each J.P.
At least.
I don't know that we've looked specifically at any of the J.P. offices. I don't recall doing that at any time. But why don't we do that? Why don't we put this on next court's agenda to discuss an executive session briefly, and that way we'll have that meeting on Friday and give us a better idea. I agree, Judge. I think it needs to be done. Just trying to figure out the timing and exactly what we need to do with all the courts.
I think we need to do them all, though.
And get some input from all of the JPs on what we need. And
all the other JPs are wanting to take this. I know we just recently had a meeting, all five of us. All of them are looking at wanting to harden up the front lobby area.
Tim, is there a chance that you could get with the other JPs between now and next Tuesday and give us kind of a number to be looking at for the JP courts?
Thank you all very much. Appreciate it.
Okay. Also, Commissioner Riley has got an item that he wanted to bring forth under miscellaneous, if we can bring miscellaneous forward. Kind of an interesting item. So, Commissioner?
As I'm sure everybody knows, we had a train come through Montgomery County last Thursday.
Hold on.
And we had a chance to do a video of the train coming through Montgomery County, Magnolia, and I think it's pretty awesome. I just wanted to share this with folks that maybe didn't have the opportunity to visit over there or see the train. I think this is pretty awesome for Montgomery County, and I think it turned out great, and I just wanted to show this. It's about a 2.5-minute video, real quick. appreciate y'all letting me do that. I think that was a very moving tribute through Montgomery County, not just Magnolia. But
who did the video?
A lady out of my office.
Wow. That's beautiful.
So, I thank y'all.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how many of you had a chance to see that in person, but it was it was pretty moving, no question. So, Commissioner, thank you for that. Okay, under proclamations and resolutions, AgriLife Extension Service Annual Program Interpretation Presentation. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for letting us come today.
Thank you for breakfast this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. We like coming to say thank you. And we also like to share a little bit about our successes and the impacts that we've made during the year. Just to let you know about the value of the dollars that you invest in the Extension Service. So my name is Amy Ressler. I'm County Extension Agent for Family and Community Health with Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. And we've got the whole crew here today. So we just wanted to share a little bit about the things that we've done this year. So we're going to start out with Agriculture and Natural Resources. We have our new County Extension Agent, Brandon Gregson.
First off, thank you all for letting me serve Montgomery County. I mean, I grew up here, and so it's been a real unique deal for me since July to serve the people here. And so just to get into some numbers, you've got them in front of you on your summary. In terms of just ag and natural resources, contact hours put in is over 8,000 contact hours with clientele. And that's given us an economic value of over $200,000. And in just ag and natural resources, pesticide education through programs like our annual grounds conference, town and country CEU event that targets not only ag producers, but also grounds maintenance workers, landscape designers, landscape people, that are carrying out their everyday lives and carry and maintain licenses. We've had over 300 people attend educational workshops and receive hours through our office in that education. To go along with that, you know, since I haven't been here, I've only been here since July, just to give you a brief on plans for the future, I'm working currently on a program to address new landowners. In Montgomery County, like everywhere else, there's people buying small parcels of land. They don't know what to do with it. So they come to our office and they ask, what do I do with this property? So this year we'll be hosting a program to address those folks and hopefully get them on the right path. And all of that, that's adult programming. This position also helps where needed in terms of youth programming, livestock projects for our local state livestock shows, Montgomery County Fair and whatnot. We've got a series of a beef cattle project workshops going on currently. I'm meeting with our adult horse committee tonight. Mr. Heimer is a part of that, and we're gonna start planning a series for those horse kids too. So anyway, again, thank you for your support.
Thank you.
And Michael Potter, he's our County Extension Agent for Horticulture.
Good morning. How are y'all doing today?
Good morning. Good.
Horticulture. It's funny. I had my son go to school one day, and he had to try to explain what I do. And, you know, it's one of those things, Mike, and we always laughed about it. He handles outside the fences. I handle inside the fences. Mm-hmm. So this last year, we've had a lot of phone calls on wet weather conditions that are causing funguses in yards, trees dying, and all kinds of miscellaneous things like that. Two of the things I really like to report on every year is our Master Gardener program itself, and then our Master Gardener intern program, where we're inviting new volunteers into our program to help educate the community throughout this entire community. We had our intern class had about 43 people in it this last year. They complete a little over 4,000 hours themselves of volunteer service, along with their about 80 hours of actual classroom time. We basically grill them to the point where they get a master's degree in about 8 weeks. So it's very intensive and in a good training program. And, of course, our Master Gardener program itself with the outreach education that they do in our community equated to about 46,040 hours of volunteer service, making about $1.1 million worth of in-kind service back to the community.
Wow.
So they're very
much worth their weight in gold, I like to say. And again, we have about 364 of those volunteers that are scattered throughout each precinct or in the county.
Wasn't it one time it was the biggest master gardener club in Texas?
And we're getting there again.
Are we?
We're just about there again.
Yeah,
and we always tell everybody we're the best because we were the first in Texas. Thank y'all very much for your support.
You can get rid of torpedo grass. I need to talk to you later.
I can actually help you with that. Thank you. Appreciate it.
So in family and community health, we do lots of things to help Texans make their lives better by living healthier lives. We have an On the Road to Healthy Living mobile cooking school. We do child passenger safety technician work. We've got three people in our office that are technicians, certified technicians, so we can help families understand how to make sure that their children are safely secured in their car safety seats. There's something like 90% of car safety seats are installed incorrectly. So literally in that sense, we're saving lives. We also do a lot of food demonstrations. We do food handler certifications. We certified about 120 people with their food handler certification forms. And then also, I was here in June, we talked about our Walk Across Texas program, which helps people establish a healthy living habit of physical activity. And we had over 500 people participate in that. And we estimate the economic impact is over $5 million by saving healthcare costs, work absences, delaying or preventing the onset of type 2 diabetes. Also in family and community health, we have a specialized program called Better Living for Texans, and it's a SNAP Ed program, so it's funded through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. But we're very fortunate to have two extension assistants working that program that are part of federal funds, so it doesn't cost the county money to have them, but they make a significant impact. So I'd like to ask Priscilla Chacon and Michelle Scaife to share a little bit about what they do in BLT.
Good morning. So this year we had 3,450 educational contacts, resulting in more than 6,400 contact hours, and over 260 adults completed one of the BLT, Better Living for Texans, program series, which results in a significant increase in basic nutrition and food safety knowledge and practice. I've had a great pleasure working with not only the veterans of our community, but Tri-County Services in a growing partnership to reach more families. And we've seen some wonderful success in families building and maintaining and harvesting from their own home family gardens and increasing their knowledge in nutrition and food safety.
Good morning. This year, Better Living for Texans had a special partnership with Lone Star Health and Sam Houston Elementary, and we presented a general understanding of nutrition and how they could learn how to choose healthier foods. There was one mother in particular who was very concerned with her child, and he was on the verge of being diagnosed with diabetes. We went through the program. She came to all the classes. She graduated our series, and her child no longer has that issue anymore. So our program really does significantly help the better lives of our participants here in Montgomery County.
Good. Thank you.
Great.
And then one other program that we're really proud of is our Families Reading Every Day project. And so we have Mike McBride, who's our Family and Community Health Program Assistant.
Good morning. Good morning. I think y'all may be familiar with the FRED project, Families Reading Every Day. The program itself is a four-week program. The first 2 weeks, we encourage the participants to read 15 minutes a day with their kids. The second 2 weeks, we ask them to read 30 minutes a day. Do the math, that's about 10 and a half hours of reading time with your child over the four-week program. I had 159 surveys returned to me showing at least that number completed the project out of 250, so it's not too bad of a return rate. That's almost 1,600 hours of parents spending time with their kids. This is important because all sorts of studies show that as a child learns early on to like reading, he does better in school, he has fewer behavior problems, more likely to graduate. And that just plays into much better citizens for the community. I think it's time well spent. I encourage parents to continue reading after the program. It's not just for those 4 weeks, we want you to keep reading with your kids. And we do have a lot of community participation from area like Entergy, United Way, certainly the EMTs have been huge to come in as volunteer readers at the end of the program. They read some books to the kids. The Girl Scouts of America collect books for us. So at the end of the program, we can leave a book in the hands of each child, plus books in the classroom. So So overall, it's been a real good project, and I feel honored to be able to work with it.
Thank you.
And then, of course, our 4-H and Youth Development Program is one of the best in the state. So we have Michelle Mahalik and Justin Sines to talk about that.
Well, and you got lots of details in September when we were here for our 4-H Appreciation Day for Commissioner's Court, so we won't go through all of those things again. I do want to give you an update on our enrollment for 2018-2019. It's already at 790, so we are on track to be increasing our numbers again this year and are excited about that. In the last year, we had 172 volunteers provide 5,950 volunteer hours, coming to an equivalent of $143,633 in time spent and equivalency in our community and with our 4-H members and with our activities. We've had 10 clubs report their community service activities, with 185 members working 1,600 hours and collecting over $7,000 to impact over 3,700 people in Montgomery County. And they're doing projects, collecting money for the food bank, doing food drives, going and spending time at the food bank and actually helping them sort through those things. They're learning that the food bank could do more with the money we give them than the canned goods we give them. So they're helping people understand that and educating people in the community to encourage them to donate funds for that. They did 28 gift boxes for Operation Christmas Child, and we had one club distribute over 200 sack lunches to homeless people in Conroe, and one club collected over 80 pounds of food and filled an SUV with warm winter clothing to hand out to the Willis Parent Support Center in Willis. So those are just a few things that they're out there doing. They're giving back to their community. And in the process, they're learning what an impact they can make as an individual and as a group together. And they can better the lives of people in Montgomery County. And I'll turn it over to Justin and let him give you the update on the rest of the stuff.
Good morning. As you know, I'm the newest member to this office. I started here in August, and I must commend the 4-H office and the extension staff for continuing the programs of the urban youth development in the absence of the agent while we got that position filled. So during the spring and summer is probably the busiest time for the urban youth development. So we continued our relationship with the Oscar Mayer Johnson Community Center here in Conroe and the Conroe ISD, along with our Totally Teen Summer Program that we have during the summertime. But I will note on our robotics program, that's probably our highlight project here in Montgomery County. And we've had 8 teams compete throughout the state in about 6 contests, both local, district, and state. They went to the San Antonio Stock Show and Rodeo, Houston State Fair, and the Heart of Texas in Waco. And we have 9 teams registered this year, and we are expecting to go to all those same contests, and we're going to get into our contest starting in January. And we're excited that the Montgomery County Fair has also added the robotics project contest to their lineup of contests that will be opened up to 4-H, FFA, and our local ISDs. But if you want to see some of the great things that our 4-H members are doing here in Montgomery County, we have one club, our Morningstar 4-H Club. They started a YouTube channel called 4-H is for the number 4, everyone. And so they're highlighting some of their projects and the activities that their club is doing. Like Michelle had mentioned, going to the food pantry, community service. So it's a great way to highlight the great 4-H members that we have here in Montgomery County. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
And then although we don't have a specific staff member assigned to do community development, we all do some community development work, which includes some water conservation. And then we had the distinct honor this year of doing helping with the governor's Rebuild Texas initiative. We went out and did some site visits and looked at land and helped to determine if temporary housing would be appropriate. So that was one of those other duties as assigned that we got to do. So got to learn a lot that way. And then also we have a lot of community members that are involved. And so we develop our programs based on what's needed in the county. We have a leadership advisory board. And there's a couple of leadership advisory board members. And I'd like to ask them to stand up, if they would, that are here with us today. Tom Holtz is one. And did you want to say anything?
No.
Yeah. Thanks. We appreciate the support of our committee members that help us make sure that we really are reaching the needs of what is important right here in Montgomery County. So thank you so much for your support.
Thank you.
Good job.
Our extension office does a great job. Thank you for all that each of you do. Okay, item 7B, Kay Lee is here with our Veteran Service Officer to present the Veterans County Service Officer of the Year Award. Good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Good.
Good.
I have the pleasure today of presenting to Karen Carr from the Montgomery County East Texas region of the Veterans County Service Officers Association of Texas. Presenting to her for our region, Outstanding Service Officer of the Year for 2017-2018, in recognition of outstanding achievement to veterans of the state of Texas. So,
wow.
I might add, Karen is very good at her job. We have had several veterans and widows who have potentially given up on claims, and Karen has stuck by them and has received several $100,000 in retro benefits for those veterans and widows. So, good job.
Great. Well done.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Commissioners, under item 8, County Clerk A and B, we have, I would entertain a motion to approve our Commissioners' Court minutes from our regular sessions dated November 13th and November 20th.
Move.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Changes need to be made? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Commissioners, under Auditor, we have our consent agenda to item number 9. If there are no changes, I would entertain a motion to approve our consent agenda.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay. Under item 11, there's several appointments, you know, I kind of got the impression last court that the court wanted to kind of take care of those as we kind of wrap up this year. Any changes you guys want to make next year, certainly that's up to the new administration, but there's several appointments that need to be made to different committees. First, item 11A, an appointment to the Woodlands Road Utility District. That's a position that I hold currently.
Sounds like a good position for Mark Keough.
I second.
Any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Aye. Motion carries. You don't get to vote on that one either. Sorry.
No comment.
Okay, item B, consider approve county appointment to the Public Health District Board, another position that I currently hold, so I'll be vacating. So.
And I think Mark Keough.
Second.
Questions or comments? No comments out there? All in favor?
You're doing good, Mark.
Guys doing good.
You're doing real good.
Just because you get the most votes doesn't mean you win.
Okay. I'm familiar with that.
Consider and approve the appointment of the one member of the Montgomery County Commissioners Court to the Conference of Urban Counties. It's another position that I hold. We meet in Austin once a quarter and once a month when the legislature is in session.
I think Mark Keough would be great at that.
Second.
Somehow I knew that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries.
County judge is a busy job.
Yeah, it is. Okay, consider, discuss, and approve nominations of John Sellers and Reba Warner to the Montgomery County Historical Commission.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Consider, discuss, take appropriate action to return the oversight of county departments to the Commissioner's Court.
Move.
Second.
You know, Commissioners, I think that's something that as the new administration comes in, it's going to take them a while to get their feet on the ground. You see, Mr. Keough, you're going to be pretty busy. So I think this is a good move at this point. So all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries.
Is that effective immediately?
Or January 1st?
January 1st.
Yeah. Okay. Either way.
I'm just asking.
Consider, discuss, and take appropriate action on making an appointment to the Woodlands Urbanized Area Transit Advisory Committee Board. I think Commissioner Clark sits on that committee currently, and he will be vacating that position. Is anyone interested in?
Maybe Mr. Metz would enjoy that.
Sounds good. Second.
He's not here. He'll be the chairman of that committee. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Item 12, building maintenance.
Consider and approve closing position supervisor and opening position master AC as per on the agenda.
Move.
And this is to allow you the opportunity to hire a licensed HVAC for the first time ever.
Yes, sir.
Something that we certainly need, and I know we talked about it during the budget hearings. Second, or did you second?
All right. Any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
It's the first. That's the only one that's licensed.
County Court at Law number 2.
She is not here. I talked to Judge Laird. Are you going to speak for her?
Sir.
Okay. She addressed all this during the budget hearings and asked for this.
Yeah, this is just formalizing it now, just closing one position and opening a new one. No additional funding.
I move.
Second.
Yeah, questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Nate. Custodial Services, Ms. Garcia.
Good morning, Judge and Commissioners.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Please consider and approve closing position 509-3312-6, custodian 2, and opening 2 part-time custodian positions.
And that some funds will be returned to?
That's correct.
Great.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Purchasing. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Gilbert.
Good morning. First item is our change orders. We have change order number 3. With Rutherford Real Estate contract. This is an appraisal review services contract. The change order is to include segments 2 and 3 to the current agreement. The amount of $88,200 is Precinct 1 project.
That's 1097.
Yes, sir.
Move. Second.
Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
The next item is to approve a contract for appraisal services on Ford Road with Whitney and Associates for $373,500. This is a Precinct 4 project.
Move.
Second.
Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
And finally, we have an environmental consulting agreement for stormwater management services with LJA Engineering. The dollar amount on the agenda is incorrect. The correct dollar amount is $125,000. This is a 5-year agreement for environmental.
For the environmental department?
Yes, sir.
And it's $125,000 a year?
Total.
For 5 years? Years. So they just consult with them as needed?
Yes, sir. $27,000 first year, $24,500 thereafter.
I move.
Second.
Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gilbert. On item 17, Ms. Ansley, just a second. We did have one person signed up to speak on one of our grant items, Mr. John Lowry. Mr. Lowry, you have 3 minutes to address court, and we cannot respond, but glad to hear what you have to say this morning.
I'll be very brief.
Thank you.
Thank you, Judge and Commissioners. My name is John Lowry. I live in Precinct 1, and I'm here to speak on behalf of the proposed funding for the airport taxiway project. I utilize the airport as a private pilot and as well manage the Galaxy FBO, which sits at the intersection of taxiways Golf and Foxtrot for the 2 taxiways in question. Mm-hmm. The current parallel taxiway project that is currently in construction right now would be completely negated if these 2 taxiways were not upgraded to match the to support the weight of the existing runways and the taxiway, the new taxiway. So for the continued growth and the expansion of the airport, I, along with all of the other users and corporate flight departments that utilize the airport on a daily basis, support this funding. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, Ms. Ainsley.
Good morning, Judge, Commissioners.
Morning.
Consider and approve the fiscal year 2019 aviation capital improvement grant application to TxDOT in the amount of $2,828,000 with a match of $16,274 from Commissioner Precinct 1's budget and $266,526 from airport fund balance. Please authorize Mr. James Brown to sign and submit grant electronically on behalf of Montgomery County.
The 266 is a reimbursement that we got on the parallel taxiway design, wasn't it, Phyllis?
I believe so.
Yeah. And we'll just apply it to this. This is a critical juncture in our system that we have out there to carry the airplanes around.
Yes.
And John is correct. We've got to get this done. And FAA saw the problem. They agree. They're fronting the money. So.
And this is one of those items that we talked about during budget workshop. We kind of had a feeling this was going to happen, and we were waiting for this grant opportunity. So this is kind of that process now.
Yep. I move.
Second.
Any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries.
Item B, consider and approve the library furniture shelving grant application to Talker Foundation in the amount of $43,475.84. No match required. Please authorize Elaine Taylor to sign and submit grant electronically on behalf of Montgomery County.
Move.
Second.
Any questions or comments, Commissioners? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Okay, BD.
Yeah, good morning, Judge and Commissioners.
Good morning.
On item 18A and B, we want to defer that at this point.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. We now need to recess our Commissioner's Court and convene a public hearing in Precinct 4.
And I'll take that if you would like,
okay.
Judge.
Okay.
Consider the partial revision of part of Lot 105, Block 2 of Security Subdivision. You've been on Security Plaza Subdivision. Security subdivision is a very old subdivision in the eastern part of the county, so there is no HOA or POA in existence. The purpose is to create a restricted reserve, commercial reserve, and the plat is not ready, so no action will need to be taken at this point.
Is there anyone here that would like to address the court on this item? Yes, sir. If you please step forward and state your name and let's hear your comments.
Commissioners? My name is Tony Lewis. I'm with Century Engineering. I'm here if you have any questions. As far as I know, the only outstanding comments for this plat is tax certificates. Taxes have been paid 7 days ago. We're waiting for the tax office to allow us to request our tax certificates before our final comment will be taken care of. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Any questions, Commissioners?
Yes, sir.
And that's my understanding as well. We expect the plat to be on the agenda next week.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Now we will adjourn our public hearing and reconvene court. No action necessary on that item. Item 20, Commissioner Metter.
Consider approved closing position, a labor position, increasing salary to administrative assistant, $56,000, transfer $2,000 plus associated benefits to position. 612-4213, and the remaining two operations account effective December 15th. I move.
Second.
Any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Precinct 2, Commissioner Riley.
Consider approved closing position 613-4810-4 foreman and opening position 613-8902-3 senior foreman with an annualized salary of $58,349.46. Effective December the 15th, transfer $40,000 plus associated benefits from 613-8902-3. The additional $8,000 $185.49 plus associated benefits to be transferred from operating account 613-7340. Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay. We now need to recess our Commissioners' Court for executive session under Article 551071. Okay. We now need to recess our Commissioners' Court for executive session under Article 551071. Court back to order, please. There's no action necessary out of executive session. Is there anyone that would like to address court today that did not sign up, did not know the process, but would like to address the court on an item that was not on today's agenda? Okay, seeing none, we've already covered miscellaneous, unless there's anything else anyone else would like to add.
Adjourned.
Second.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.